This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
Welcome back. It's Ropp and Zook.
It's a great line.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
The cob is great, but it's still, though, your greatest ass work is still the Halloween.
Take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
It's your masterpiece.
Well, shove that straight up your little kid ass. You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass. And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
I mean, there's a lot to choose from, but the Halloween, it's your Rembrandt right there.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
It never ceases to make me laugh.
Well, just during the break, I painted myself once again into an old corner, being 85 years old, complaining about all the racket here at the auto show.
What's the type of music that was playing?
Racket. No, we're at the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show.
Yes.
Yes, they've added quads and e-bikes and scooters and the whole thing here this year. We're at the convention center. This is hour number two of our radio program. We've got Joey Harrington next hour. And up next, we have a segment about sports amputees. Because
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. We have a new sports amputee.
Yeah, we do.
Move over, Dion Eight Toes.
Yeah, this one is...
This guy lost a foot.
I know. He went big. If you're going to, you know, go big or go home.
But first, Jace, have you noticed, and I think you have because I think we've talked about it here before... The uptick in student driver stickers.
See them all the time.
Yeah,
there's an Asian lady who drives a minivan in my neighborhood that has one. I see her all the time. There's no way she's a student driver. She's in there by herself. I never see anyone else in there, but she's cruising around in that thing all the time, and it throws me for a loop.
Well, you're not the only one.
Yes,
as there has been an uptick in student driver stickers all across the country.
I'm convinced, and I'm sure you have this.
I have an answer. There is an answer as to why.
Because my working theory is that when you're a crappy driver, and I don't mean to call out this lady. I'm not trying to do the Asian bad driver thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
China.
I'm not doing that. Believe me, my gal gets very upset. If you ever want to piss her off, just make a joke about that and watch her. She'll stab you with a cinnamon roll, and that has happened to me.
Why does she get so defensive?
That's my whole thing, but she gets very, very defensive.
You're not running for president of Asia.
Yeah. Well, because the stereo.
Is your wife a bad driver? And I'm not saying anything about Asian.
No, I don't think she's a bad driver.
Is she a careful driver?
Well, that sounds like
No. She is a careless.
Careless?
She's aggressive.
Oh.
She's aggressive.
See, my wife is a very safe driver.
No.
I would classify her as a good driver.
Yeah.
But yet, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Because, I'm like, come on.
Yeah. She's the opposite, where she, She drives, like, if you get in the car, because like I said, we switch cars, and she drives the bigger of the car. She drives like a 90s gangster rap video. The seat is pushed all the way to the steering wheel and then reclined to about a 45-degree angle where, you know, that one hand on top and a full, like, it scares.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Picture me rolling.
And she, yeah, and the music is always very loud.
Gonna catch her riding dirty.
Yes, and then, like, she puts the Bronco top down in the summer, and it's a very carefree ride that makes me very nervous. But she gets very defensive if you question her driving ability because of the stereotype of the Japanese driver. She gets very, very angry about it. But my working theory, and this is true for the Asian lady with the student driving minivan, she is a terrible driver. Every time I see that damn minivan in my neighborhood, it scares me to death because she's doing something she should not. And I believe she puts that sticker on there so that we don't honk at her, and it, like, gives her an excuse to be a jackass driver.
You know,
that's my working theory.
Yeah, it does seem like it's kind of part and parcel with how humanity has moved.
Yeah.
That you would think that it's reasonable that people are now saying, oh, I'm just going to go get a student driving sticker and then everybody's going to leave me alone, or I can do whatever I want on the road. But,
yeah.
You know, that's not it, though.
That's okay. I was
that
saying,
is
that,
not it.
That's my working
Although that
theory.
May be it for her. But yeah. Willamette Week wrote a
excuse me?
What?
Willamette Week?
Willamette Week.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've lived here 20 years, 25 years, and I can't get it right.
For heaven's sakes.
No, they wrote a thing on this, and they said that people all across the country are seeing this. COVID.
What?
Well, it's COVID. So when COVID hit, do you remember COVID?
I do remember COVID.
So they had COVID.
Yeah.
And when
cars had COVID?
Well, the kids were at home,
yeah.
and the parents were forced to, the kids of that age at that time, the parents were forced to be the driver's ed teachers.
Oh, and driver's ed shut down?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you couldn't be in a car. Do you remember how blasphemous it was to be in a car with someone with
I forgot about that.
With COVID?
Yeah. Sorry.
I love COVID.
I'm just saying. I don't know why I was thinking that maybe that would be considered essential, like, personnel, but yeah, no.
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 So school closures forced parents to get student driver stickers, and that's why you see all that. And that's also why you see people like her or parents driving them. Like, usually when you see a student driver sticker, or like in the olden days,
there's a student behind
it's
the
like,
wheel.
Yeah, oh, wow, and they look terrified.
Yes.
And it's great.
Because there's a, like, my kid went to, it's called like I-5 driving school or whatever, because the schools don't teach it anymore, at least out in where we live. When I went to school, we just did it through the high school. We had a, oh, some dude.
Do we have a fight?
I don't know. Some dude's very angry.
Now that's a racket I can get down with. Yeah. What's going on?
I don't know.
Give us a play-by-play.
Someone,
I don't know. I'm hearing some yelling.
Yeah, someone's not happy. We got a son of a. Anywho,
clean cut Kurt Ludwig is on it.
Figure out what's going on. So we had, did you have it? We had a student driving teacher, Reed Clayton.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He was the offensive line coach and a driver's ed guy.
Yeah.
Very angry, hated kids, and yet he coached and
perfect for
I know, right?
Student driving.
Jeez. But now you have to go to the schools, and so I see those kids coming around, and they have the big. They have the school's logo on it. And when you see that car, you are get ready for a terrified 15-year-old, and you give them all the space in the world.
Yeah. Don't mess with those people.
But, yeah, this other lady just has – it's a yellow sticker on the back.
They are $4.99 on Amazon.
So I don't even need to be certified. I can just put that sticker on, and then I can teach kids to drive?
Well, I don't know if it's still a thing, but it was a thing during COVID.
Huh.
And parents would get it off of Amazon. They put it on their car, and they would teach their kid how to drive.
Interesting.
With that. And then they left it on there.
Yeah.
And now that's why you see it's like there's no kids driving it. It's usually just the parent.
I wonder if that lady now,
I think that's what, I bet you that's what it is.
And she just never bothered, because why would you, I guess it's not a very nice minivan, too, so maybe that, I was like, why would you put a sticker on your car knowing
YouTube
that?
YouTube also saying they're not stickers, they're magnets, so it makes them easy to take on and off.
Okay.
I would hope so. Because I've never understood the people, when you put a bumper sticker on your car, that's on there forever. Because getting that thing off is a pain in
but
the
if,
ass.
But if they're a magnet, that's true. But if they're a magnet, somebody could just come and swipe it.
Yeah.
And put it on their car.
I want to flag this lady down. I see her like 4 times a week. I want to pull up beside her and give the window roll down, even though no one has a roll down window anymore. It's still the universal sign, roll down your window. I just want to ask her, what's up with the student driver sticker? And by the way, why can't you make a left-hand turn? I'm looking right at you, ma'am.
I'm going to get the one that says, please be patient. I'm 9 years old.
Nine or 90?
Nine.
fine.
Well, yeah.
Is there one that's...
Yeah, you can get that.
Oh.
There's lots of cheeky little bumper stickers out there.
You're going to get into a whole other conversation, but I am fascinated by what people decide to put on probably the second most expensive thing they own besides your house. I am fascinated by bumper sticker guy in general, but like a lot of bumper sticker guy. Whether that's guns, whether that's God, whether that's, you know... 17 duck, like, just
hey, gotta make a statement.
I'm even surprised by the person who's like, love my, you know, great schnauzer, and you're like, that's the one thing you have one sticker, and that's what you want to tell the world about yourself,
right?
Big, like, schnauzer guy,
like, I have an Akita, I love my Akita. You know what would never go, like, as I'm driving around, like, you know what people need to know about this car? This car loves Akita, like, what, why, and yet they're a wine lover, I love it. Just in case you wanted to know, like, hey, I really like red wine. Cool.
I like the ones that, like, tell you to get back or whatever.
Yeah, like a Yosemite, like, Sam sort of thing.
Yeah, don't get too... Well, they have, you know, the little sayings. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but, like, don't tailgate too close or don't park too close because I'm fat.
And then there's a thin line of someone that you have to support.
You should follow Jesus this closely.
Yeah, that's one. I've seen that one.
Yeah. Well, I told that story once where the Jesus person flipped me off.
Yeah.
They had like 6 Jesus stickers on their car, and I went around them, and I got the bird. And I was like, that's very un-Jesus. You can't have 6 Jesus stickers and then flip me the bird for passing you because you're driving like a grandma.
Did you turn to him and do the praying hands?
No.
I pray for you.
Sis. Should have pointed back at your bumper sticker and, be more like Jesus. Although nowadays, maybe Jesus would flip me off.
I would.
Yeah.
With a beard like that.
Yeah.
All right.
I also like this one. I've seen this one where they have the Jesus sticker and then the gun sticker.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite. Where, like,
let it go hand in hand.
I carry a Bible. This car carries 2 things, a Bible and a .45. What?
Oregonian. Are you an Oregonian, Kurt?
I saw a new one. I saw one that says washing gun.
Washing.
Just so you know, I love 2 things. I love Oregon and I love guns, and I'm going to put it on my truck.
All right, we've got Sports Amputee Talk coming up next before In the News. We're out here at the Oregon Convention Center. Let me give you the hours, just in case you're wondering. You know, there's a lot of things you can do in Portland to kill time.
Absolutely.
This is one of them.
Oh, yeah, you can kill an entire day wandering around here.
Like, sometimes you get bored or you're like, what should we do today?
Yeah.
Come to the auto show.
Absolutely.
It's the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show. We're at the Convention Center. The hours... they'll be open till 10 tonight, tomorrow 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday is family day where kids 15 and under are free. We'll be right back on The Fan. Vancouver Ford text line is in on bumper stickers. There's a truck in Vancouver I see often. Her sticker says, if you're going to ride my ass, at least pull my hair.
See, again, someone...
That's classy.
Someone was at an auto show or a Bucky's truck stop somewhere, saw that and was like, you know what? Need to put that on my car. I am fascinated by bumper sticker. Someone, one of our listeners sent one in and said, hey, like this. It was a Nissan Rogue, and on one side it had 2 bullets and then 2 AR-15 rifles in the shape of A, so Second Amendment, right? On one side of the back of the car, and then on the other side, unironically, a sticker that said, Jesus loves you. That's what I'm talking about. You're like, hey, I love Jesus, but I love my guns. Because those two things, hand in hand, because you know who loved guns? Jesus.
I mean, back to Buck's point, it's like, why do you have to tell people about yourself on your car?
Yeah.
Like, what does that...
You add more flair, man.
What does that say about you?
You need more pieces of flair.
I must tell you what I'm into.
Yes.
On the back of my car.
Even though we'll never speak.
Yes. I don't even know who you are, but you need to know who I am. Like, so, like, it's like arrogant, almost.
We love our bumper stickers.
Have they done studies on the mental state of bumper sticker guys and gals?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a...
it's so dumb.
I do think that it's not all the time. I feel like the the higher value of the car, the less likely you are to get a bumper sticker.
Well, I think that's right.
But, you know.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Although I will say that like trucks are very expensive. Like, trucks now are not, like,
yeah.
An F-150 or, like, a Chevy Silverado, those are not. Those are expensive vehicles.
And there's a lot of bumper stickers on trucks.
That's what I'm saying. If you have a crappy car, the crappier your car, more likely to have a bumper sticker. And I find that truck way more likely to have a bumper sticker
than any other car?
Than any other car. And if you have a crappy truck, 100% you have a bumper sticker.
You don't think the Subi, you know, we live in Oregon. So.
That's pretty good.
I mean, come on. Yeah. The coexist Subi?
That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I'd like to see that study, too.
Yeah, the big truck versus Subi. Yeah, there's...
My son is an honor student. Who cares? Wasn't everyone an honor student?
I'm trying to... You've thrown me with the Subi thing. Now, right? That, like...
Half the class was an honor. I don't know. I didn't think it was that big of an honor, quite honestly.
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard. I made it.
What is the other one? My kid beat up your honor student. I've seen that one a time or two.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Because now you have to have anti bumper sticker programming against the honor student one. You know?
Here's the guy. This is 1972. Put a George McGovern for president bumper sticker on the Family Galaxy 500. Took me 3 hours to get that thing off.
We have a running joke. We have a my little friend group. We have a friend of ours who is he's an officer of the law, and we constantly joke about it's just one of those where we're horrible to each other, and there is a running joke that we are going to get a bumper sticker. You can imagine what a cop would not want on as far as a bumper sticker, and we want to go over there at night and put on his bumper. Like those ones that are really hard to get off and see how long it takes him to notice. This is, and then we're like, oh God, how bad would it be if he pulled up with that thing? Like, would he be really mad? We're trying to gauge how funny it would be, which is hilarious, versus how truly angry he would be that we put that on the car. Like, what if he had to scratch his bumper to get it off? And
now, are we talking like an all cops are bastards situation or something different than that?
No, I don't want to get, like, just if you think about it.
That means it's terrible.
No, I just imagine a Portland police officer that had to deal with certain things over the years. And maybe there's an organization or two that we think would be funny to have a bumper sticker on its car.
Here's one.
Supporting certain organizations.
Have you seen Baby Up in This Bitch?
Yep, seen that one.
Bumper really? Sticker. Yeah, instead of Baby on Board.
I think the Baby on Board is dumb. Like, I'm not...
It is dumb.
I'm changing my driving because I've seen that in your rear? No.
My dad had... I don't know if he still does, but my dad... I don't know if he still has the truck. My dad had an old, like, Ford Ranger, and he had the dual Coug Dad on there because he had Washington State and BYU. So he had the double Coug Dad.
So that there's a special bumper sticker for.
No, he just had.
He had one of each.
He had Coug Dad in red, and then like the Coug Dad in blue.
Cool.
In blue. He didn't have that on there for years. I don't know if he still does, but yeah.
Somebody said there's a bumper sticker that said, "Please be patient, Asian driver."
Gosh.
Wow.
Again, you want to piss off the BTJ? Bring up Asian driving sometime. I mean, it is a trigger thing at my household.
There's one that's always in the parking lot at my gym that says, "Please don't honk, my mom is dead."
Oh.
Which I don't understand, but I see it 3-4 times a week.
Interesting.
In other words, I'm going through stuff?
I guess.
I don't know. Is it supposed to be funny or sincere? I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. How about this one?
Can I give that to my kids?
Dodge Ram Confederate flag logo, 2 F around and find out stickers, and a Midget Lives Matter sticker.
Oh, my God. I will also say this.
Good grief, Kurt.
I
a little more subtle.
Yeah, this, by the way, that person is kind of a genius. And let me tell you why. This is 100% true. First off, I am at the point where I do not want any sort of confrontation on the road. Too many nut jobs out there waiting to pull out a gun and shoot me in the face. Not doing it. But I will tell you that the more badass crazy your bumper sticker, like if that guy cut me off in traffic or that guy honked at me and I saw that's what's going on that,
yeah, I'm out.
I'm out.
They not might as well read warning at that point.
Exactly. That just, I'm like, nope, we're not doing it. I don't know what that has going on in that car, but I want nothing to do with it. And he can do what it, that dude can cut me. I don't care. Cut in line, whatever you want. I'm not messing with that. And so, like, nature, like rattlesnakes, right? And skunks, you know, the stripe, poisonous frogs and stuff are always brightly colored. Nature has a way of telling you, don't F with this, right? That is nature's
That's
way.
One of them.
And this is ours.
Midget
this is
stickers.
This is the human. If you have Midget Lives Matter on the back of your car, that is nature's way of telling me, don't mess with this car. And I do. You don't respect the rattle, be prepared to get bit. And I respect the rattle. I'm not going near it.
All right. Coming up, well, we didn't have time. LeVar Ball had his foot amputated.
We got to nothing today, and I love it.
Well, I was going to do a segment on top sports amputees.
Instead, we had an hour on beards and bumper
we're doing
stickers.
Dave Dravecki? Yeah. Is that where we're going?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Great one.
That is a great one. Oh. Because I was thinking about this earlier, and of course, Oscar Pistorius comes up.
Yeah.
And Bethany Hamilton. But outside of that, I was like, well, I can't think of another.
Jim Abbott.
His was an amputee.
He was born, an amputation. Yeah,
he had a nub.
Yeah, he wasn't born with a hand. Dave Dravecki lost.
Yeah,
an arm.
Yeah, he lost his arm. You're right. Yeah. Wow, that's a good one. Yeah. But I mean, I was racking my brain. Like,
I think Tom Browning may have lost an arm.
Why?
Same thing. I think he had like an injury. Remember the old pitcher? I think he's down a digit too.
Does it Evander Holyfield count?
He's just a piece.
Yeah, just a chunk.
Just a chunk.
Not an amputee.
It's all right.
Well, anyway, LeVar Ball's foot is gone.
Yeah, and he seems thrilled about it. Every time I see him, he's smiling, saying he's in great spirits.
Unbelievable.
He's got three sons that make a bunch of money. He's probably going to get a cool robot leg.
Yeah, crazy. Well, anyway, we don't have time to talk about that. Or maybe that's a segment on it. I don't know.
I'm going to look up sports amputees now.
Are we in an urban doom loop? Have you ever heard of an urban doom loop?
No, I don't even know what that is.
I'm going to tell you.
Can I get an urban doom loop bumper sticker?
You can.
All right, let's go.
If you, well, we'll talk about this next, but it sounds like Portland may be in an urban doom loop. Which sounds very Portland-y.
Yeah, it's 100%. If you told me there was a city that was having this happen, I'd be like, yeah, it's us.
So we'll get to that next on In the News, but first, Buck with SportsCenter. All right, welcome back to our show. We're at the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show out here at the Convention Center.
I like that we've added the motorcycle. We have to let people know.
Yeah, scooters, e-bikes, quads. Yeah. They do it all.
Those e-bikes are crazy. Yeah. You ever ridden one of those things?
I have.
I rode my first one like maybe a year ago, and it's very strange. Because obviously you don't pedal any harder, but when you put that thing like on full assist, those things fly.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Where was this when I was a kid?
Well, but at the same time, isn't the whole point of riding a bicycle like
no
exercise?
Not at all.
No.
No. It's getting from point A to point B. I got to get to school.
Yeah.
Oh. I would like to be propelled to school.
Yeah. Well, at my age, when I ride my bike, I do it. One, I enjoy it, but yeah, it's more of a form of exercise. So. Really understand the e-bike thing, but they're fun.
All right, it is February 21, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Please be seated.
I am.
Well, again, I'm talking to the listeners, not you.
What listeners are out driving? We're like walking around? Like, hold on. We got to sit down for ITN.
That's right.
It's important work.
Please, everyone here.
Everybody.
Auto show.
Take a knee, maybe. Respectful knee. It's not during an anthem, otherwise, you know.
Huddle around your radio.
Yeah.
It is National Caregivers Day.
Shout out to the caregivers because there's 100%. Not enough good ones.
Tell you what. Our kid is a nurse at OHSU, you know. I saw him this morning.
Yeah.
Boy, some of the tales that come out of...
I bet.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like, how does anybody do that?
I don't know. Well, and at least...
Saints.
And the really tough ones, too, if you've ever been to, like, an elderly care facility or whatever, those people don't make any money, and it's such a hard job, and so it weeds out the good ones, and you can get some... It's a really tough job that doesn't pay a lot, and so to the bad ones out there, please find something else to do, and to the good ones, you are really life-saving people, and you're doing the Lord's work.
It is also World Kombucha Day.
Oh,
did you have your kombucha this morning?
I have a lot of working theories. This is my kombucha thing.
Ouch.
Kombucha pisses me off. First off, it's crap, and everyone knows it's crap.
Well, is it just tea?
No, it's fermented like
tea,
piss water. It's awful. And the only reason anyone claims they like it is because they think they're doing something healthy for themselves. My gal claims, the BTJ claims, and I got a buddy that says he loves it. No, you don't. Because if that were not good for you, you would go nowhere near that. You just drink it because you think you're doing something healthy. And it negates all the other poor life decisions you have. As you can tell, I'm very passionate about this.
Why do you have such hot takes about kombucha?
Because we have it at my house all the time, and it pisses me off. It's just awful.
Well, again, why does it piss you off? Like, why don't you just let...
Because
people who like it drink
it. They're lying about it.
Well, how do you even know that?
They're lying about kombucha. The entire kombucha industry is built on a lie. It's all part of the deep state. Don't worry, Musk is going to get to the bottom of it. He's going to root out the corruption in big kombucha.
Well, we have that Powerball ticket that was sold at the Fred Meyers in Beaverton.
Yeah.
We now know who won.
It wasn't me.
It was 79-year-old, Papa.
79-year-old,
79-year-old man, Abbas Shafi.
Way to go, Abbas.
Yes, he is a resident of Beaverton. He claimed the winning ticket on January 17, 2025. He wins $328 million, but he took the lump sum, which is $146 million.
So he'll get, like, what, 70-something when it's all said and done?
So he did that probably because he's 79 years old.
Yes.
And he says, I am overjoyed to have won the Powerball and plan to use my prize to travel, invest, and share my good fortune with nonprofit organizations that are close to my heart.
Good for him, man. It's awesome. So you said, what was the lump sum? 140?
He took 146.4.
Yeah, so he'll end up with 70 and some change.
Fred Meyer got 100 grand, and the store said that it would donate 50,000 of that to the Oregon Food Bank.
All right. Well, good for him for saying that hopefully he does some charity work. I was watching Beast Games the other day. You know, they were Mr. Beast. He was giving out $10 million. It was the largest prize in TV history. And everyone on that show, like, everyone's always like, I'm going to help I'm going to help find a cure for this disease, or I'm going to nonprofit or whatever. Just once on one of these, I want someone to win the $70 million and then in the interview be like, what are you going to do? And just be like, hookers and blow, man. All of it. I am going to go to Thailand, and I am going to burn a hole through the middle of that country, and I may not come back. Just once, I want someone to give me the honest answer of, this is going to get weird. I can't even talk about it, but trust me, things are about to get real unusual in my life.
Do you think that people that would do that play the lottery?
Yes.
I would think those are the people that are
really
playing the lottery. Yes.
I don't know.
I think it's more of those people versus the people that are going to start a nonprofit.
Well, he didn't say start a nonprofit. Well, he just said donate a little. Look, the guy's 79.
I know.
He's like, whatever, here, take this. Give it to the kids.
Remember that was that movie, Little Miss Sunshine, Alan Arkin? I want that guy to win the lottery. Did you know that guy's out there? He just can't say it. I want it.
An urban doom loop, a negative economic cycle in which a city's decline accelerates. Economists are warning Portland could be headed towards an urban doom loop.
So I need, what is the, like, the stages? Like, what?
Well, it's like businesses close. You know how, so the loop part is that, like, downtown.
Sure.
Businesses close.
Yeah.
And then people move out because the businesses close. And in turn, tax revenue goes down.
Yeah.
And that means then that programs decrease and everybody else leaves and more businesses close because of that. So it's like this loop of closings. It's a closings loop.
And that really doesn't feel like a loop. That feels more just like a slide downhill. A loop would indicate that it gets better.
Yeah, it would.
And then it gets
it?
Worse again.
Yeah, not in this instance.
This kind of seems more like a S rolls downhill.
Maybe a downward spiral?
Yeah, like the giant
urban doom spiral. There we go.
See, that sounds better because the loop leads me to believe that it's going to get better, and I don't see where that gets better, because then just some rich dude comes in, buys everything, kicks everyone out, and then redevelops it, and it becomes very bland, and you can shop at Starbucks and all of that.
Well, Multnomah County is losing residents and jobs. In 2022, the average income of someone moving to Multnomah County was just over $73,000.
Yeah.
while those moving to Clark County were on average making almost $106,000 a year. So money is moving up to
where you live. By the way, I see that all the time. If you look at like the Washington waterfront now and everything that's happening there and people out to Camas, there is. I've lived there for majority of my life, and you definitely see an influx of Portlanders. I'm waiting for it to plummet, and then I'm going to carpet bag and move back into Multnomah County once home prices go down. Because I'll tell you what, it's still quite expensive to move over here, which is why my
That's what people do.
Was why I live in Vancouver.
A survey from the Urban Land Institute finds Portland second to last in the United States in attractiveness for outside investors. Yeah. Portland is now 80th out of 81 major cities, marking its lowest ranking ever.
That doesn't surprise me one bit. If you know anyone that's had to open or try to deal with anything involved in business in Portland, we are not a business-friendly city. And I do not understand why we continue to do that.
Well, it's still a high cost of living.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
It's just, well, it's bizarre.
Me and the BTJ, we talked about moving over to this side of the river. And we thought maybe this was a great time because we thought that home values would have gone down and maybe this is a good time to jump in. Let me tell you.
No. Not yet.
It is not.
Keep waiting, though.
We look, but it's...
Seriously, keep waiting.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear our fearless leader's comments on this?
You know I would. Yeah. You
no,
know.
This is Keith Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Our fearless leader.
Okay. I thought we
Come
were...
on, man.
I thought we were tearing from another
I have concepts
leader.
Of a plan.
No, Keith is our new mayor,
yes.
As you know.
He seems like a reasonable fellow.
And he commented on these findings of the urban doom loop, or as we call it, the urban doom spiral.
I like that better.
He says, let's be frank. We have some big economic headwinds. Portland has overcome serious economic challenges in the past and come out stronger. It's time to focus on proven solutions for a thriving economy with initiatives of livability, shelter for our homeless, and supporting economic opportunity. Portland is making all the right reforms to drive the economic revival we need to welcome the new wave of families and investment to our city. Boy, does that sound like bullsh to you?
Exactly.
Or? Good grief.
Do they realize when they put out these statements that they sound like clowns?
I've always wondered that.
Why doesn't someone just put out a reason, like actually have him write it himself so it doesn't sound like the biggest pile of contrived crap?
Well, like if you get elected, you have to have at some point, because people elected you, you have to have at some point kind of figured out what people want.
Yeah, that's
And
not
one
it.
Of them would be that they don't want to hear crap like that.
No.
So why does he... So instantly he's in office and he's saying crap like this.
It's ridiculous.
It's like that could have been Ted Wheeler. That could have... I mean, they're all saying the same damn thing.
That's rinse and repeat.
This is what we hate.
Yeah,
this is why Trump's in office. And I'm not kidding.
No, it's true.
That crap right there.
Yes, yes.
People are tired of it. They're like, well, fine. Might as well go with this guy.
Sanitized, formulaic crap.
100%.
Because I actually think that he sounds like a pretty reasonable guy.
Well, he might be.
And I think his policies sound pretty good. But that crap right there... That's an eye roll, and I'd be like, oh, great, we're back to doing this.
All right, I got a break, but I got big Tula 2 news.
I can't wait.
Coming up next. You know who Tula 2 is?
I'm aware.
This is the best thing to happen to Portland.
The baby elephant.
Since COVID.
Yeah.
This baby elephant is freaking adorable.
COVID was great. I think you might want to rephrase that.
We'll be right back. What time is it? Are we going to... we'll be right
over.
This is In the News on The Fan.
This show is some of our finest work we've done in a while. I'll tell you right now, I'm enjoying everything that we got going on.
This is In the News for Feb 21, 2025. One last story for you here as we're way over. We got to get to the hot five, but...
the burning five stories of the day, including Yankee facial hair.
I don't even think I have five. I'm going to make some stuff up.
If we just go long, we can probably have the hot three...
Tula 2, the new Oregon Zoo baby elephant, debuted to the public today.
Oh.
And let me tell you something.
Adorable.
Cuter than you think.
It's ridiculous.
It's you may
she. I didn't mean to misgender.
Oh yeah. Right. She. Little baby elephant.
She her pronouns.
You may think that a baby elephant is cute. Like in your head you're like, "Oh, I bet that's cute."
Yeah.
Dude, 50 times cuter. She is so adorable.
It really is.
And I watched a thing on Fox 12 this morning. It was great. I don't know if you saw this.
I did not.
I was sitting there drinking my coffee, and I turned on Fox 12, and Bonnie Silkman was out doing a bit you know, the live remote or the live hit.
The anchorman. Get out here, elephant jerk.
She was
Brian
in
Fantana live on the scene. I love that we're sending news crews out to do the anchorman bit, but for real.
Yeah, she was in front of the mama, who is Rose 2.
Yes.
And the baby, Tula 2. Tula 2. And she had a great shot because it was just her, the camera guy, and then the zoo bro.
Yeah.
And they were right, like the baby and mom were right there. And they did the whole bit of, oh, how's she doing? Oh, she's doing great. And then Rose 2 started flinging. She was picking up hay or whatever they had on the ground and flinging it at Bonnie, at Silkman.
I would have given any amount of money.
It was getting tense.
I would have given any amount of money if that had been a poo fling live on TV and the reporter gets hit.
It was just like dirt and stuff. But you could tell Rose was like, hey, get your little news crew out of here. All right? We're not ready for this.
That's what I want someone to do. Get out of here, panda jerk. You're making me look stupid. I just love that somewhere in a newsroom, they were like, we got a hot story. Baby elephant. Get Silkwood out there now. Let's go.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was a good segment.
I bet. That's the
beauty. It really was.
And you're just sitting there. You're like, oh, this is wonderful.
That was gold.
It was heartwarming.
And you know what? Bonnie knew it.
Yeah.
Bonnie knew that was gold. Even though she was the one getting hit with all the dirt on her nice dress, she didn't care. She was like, this is great.
That's the story.
And back in the studio, they were laughing, and it's just like, wow, this is why you do news.
Bonnie's on her way to the Cat Fashion Show later this weekend to report for the weekend newscast. Serious news stories.
In the news, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at Advocates Law. com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. This is a test. We will see if we can actually find 5 sports stories to tell you about today.
I don't know. We'll try our best. We promise 3, and then we'll see.
And
where
yes, the beard story is in there.
It's the biggest
story. It might be number 1.
It probably is.
We'll be right back. We're at the Oregon International.
There it is.
Auto and motorcycle show on the Fan.